We are joined today by a very special guest, Scotty of Boss Stomp, and I don't know, just general vibes. How you doing? Yo.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
You're on. You're on.
Okay.
Mint.
What's going on? Hi, everybody. I'm Scotty. Today, I am actually recording.
Yeah.
And I went fishing this morning, and I caught lots of fish, and now I'm recording, and that's nice. My day.
How many fish did you catch?
Yeah. I actually caught a buttload of fish.
That's so good.
Yeah, get this, on a chicken drumstick.
No, that's on a chicken drumstick. That's nuts.
I actually caught 7 fish and then a whole bunch that got away on this one chicken drumstick. That was my morning, yeah. That's pretty random, but yeah.
Fun.
It's always good when you're catching stuff, otherwise fishing's really boring.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever caught anything fishing, so that's you
chicken drumstick. I'm not a huge catcher either. Somebody gave me the tip and was like, man, fish chicken, and I did it as a joke. In the last 2 weeks, I'm not a huge fisher person either. I've just, as I mentioned, got a bit of on my hands at the moment. Something like maybe 18 fish in the last couple of weeks. Chicken drumstick.
Nuts. Crazy.
Not like KFC chicken drumstick, like go to the store and buy raw chicken drumstick.
Right.
So,
yeah,
there you go. One. Literally one.
Yeah. That's crazy. Anyway, and recording.
Yeah.
Recording for Boss Stomp.
Oh, yeah. And recording for Boss Stomp. So, yeah, we're pretty close.
Nice.
I can probably say this because it's in New Zealand, not in Australia. But we're actually doing 2 EPs at once. So we're kind of going like a 1-2 combo. We're about maybe 80% through the tracking, which is good. Then we'll probably start dropping singles. And like I said, I mean, New Zealand, unless somebody in Australia listens to this.
Probably my mum, and that's about it.
We haven't got anybody going to. We've just been like, we've got a debut coming out.
Yeah.
But we're actually doing it all at once. So over the course of how long, just dropping it hot.
That's so fun.
So, coming out well.
Very exciting.
Super cool stuff, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Mint.
Self-producing.
Yeah, crazy. First time you've done that? Or
so we did the Blood single. It was the first time I've co-produced, but this was the first time that I kind of took the leap and went, back yourself, you can kind of do this yourself. So Blood and Stone, the single
plug
it is, that was actually self-produced.
Crazy.
But there's a weird and wild story to that as well. Always got a story.
Go on.
So like I said, we produced it in my house. And then we were playing around with mixes. Again, I didn't really have that much confidence in myself in terms of, maybe I'm not sure. And it's hard because it's your work and you're recording on it. So you hear things that maybe might or might not be there.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we started like sending it back and forth with other producer friends of ours to be like, what do you think? Or even just road testing. I think I sent it to you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, me and Annie. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And so we sent it out, and then all these people started giving feedback, and I was like, great. It was actually surprising how much criticism I didn't receive.
No, like, it was great.
People who were really good at it were just like, no, it's great. I like it. If you were going to do something, I would do this. Anyway, on the very last take, on the very last guy that we sent it to, another producer buddy of mine, he said, I can see you've panned your vocal to the right too much. You just need to fix that, and then I would like do a little EQ thing and it should be fine. Anyway, I was like, my computer was coming to a grinding halt. So I moved some stuff off of my computer onto a OneDrive account. And then the OneDrive account had too much on it. So it kind of froze halfway through. So I deleted stuff on the OneDrive account. Unbeknownst to me, completely deleted the original files.
No.
Yep. And then we were like stuck with it, like stuck with like the last mix is the mix.
Nice.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I did send it to then another guy and be like, man, we've got the masters and my friend wants me to shift it to the thing and this might be that. And he had a go at it and then he mastered it.
Yeah.
And then I had like mastering the very final mix before it all got locked. And then it came back and we compared the pair and everybody chose mine.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow, happy accident. Like, anyway, a lot was learned, and then we did learn, like, oh, we can actually pull a really good, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like us rather than somebody using us, because we have worked with other producers and it's not always worked out great.
True.
So this, I was like, you know what? It actually sounds a lot like us.
Yeah, that's what you want, really. Yeah.
I think so.
Exactly.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Good times.
So fun.
Producing.
Yeah, fun.
New thing.
Yeah. And your EP, double EP album thing, what's that all?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fun. What's that about? It's, how was the writing process for that?
Yeah. Oh, well, we kind of had like a bit of a stack of songs. Like everything kind of came together really quick in terms of like material. We were riding down the beach and then we were kind of using old songs that we had and reworking them. And then we did decide on, I think, maybe four or five songs.
Yep.
And then it was like, oh, but are we going to leave this one off? Because that's a really good song. And then the next week we did something live and it was like, oh, that's a really good song too. And then in the end we were like, we don't have a studio budget because we're doing it ourselves. Why don't we just two EPs?
Do everything.
And kind of do the, I mean, the whole point of us is we're not really following this traditional path either. Sort of thought like, oh, I guess it's a little bit King Giz in that sense of going, well, producing, so we can keep writing and recording as many as we like. We have a heap of songs, but we really did just narrow it down and go, these are probably the best.
Nice.
Like if we were going to do an EP, this would make a really great EP. And if we did another EP, we'd do a follow-up. Like it'd be a really good version as well. But then we just thought like while we're recording, we might as well just bang them all out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, potentially either produce them differently, but still be fishing, like have the same ingredients for both.
Fun.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, double EP.
How's it been working alongside your old mate again, right? Because you guys go way back, hey?
Way back. It's been really good. It's been very homely.
Yes.
If I could say that in this, like I've played with a lot of people.
Mm.
Just for context, people in Radio Land, myself and Greg did meet when we were 13 years old.
That's
and then we... maybe by 15 we started playing in bands. We actually started like learning together. I kind of knew
me and Annie, bro.
You and Annie, that's right. Well, it was kind of the same scenario. Not teacher learned as in School of Knox, let's be a band in the grunge era.
Yeah.
So we started playing together and writing together, and so it was a very close bond.
Mm.
And then over those, it's now been three and a bit decades.
Insane.
We've worked on and off together, toured, played, recorded. Not like we've been a band for 30 years. I mean, on and off different projects.
Yeah.
He went to Sydney, I went to the Gold Coast, different projects, playing. Every so often we'd come back together.
Mm-hmm.
We did have probably the highlight of it was this massive West Australian tour where we lived in our cars, did some ridiculous amount of shows, wild times. And then, recently he just moved back to Coffs Harbour. And it's been really good. Probably the strongest thing about it is having members that you know really, really, really well.
Mm.
It's not like an ego of like, what about my part? Or like, there's just, it's a collective creativity there.
Yeah.
So it's really good. I mean, I think that's why we're moving forward so well is because the chemistry on and off stage is it's easy. It's not even like a is it working, is it not, kind of thing.
That's
so great. Yeah, really good. I recommend it. You can play in a band with your best mate. You should do that.
Do it. Fun. And
Yeah, fun.
Social media too. Let's talk about that. Your Instagram reels are insane, dude. What? Sometimes I'll wake up and I like see a new Instagram reel and I'm like, oh God, what is it now? But it's always great. It's always crack up. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like, that sounds like everyone around us.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys are nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it started. So there's sort of a few parts to it. It's really fun. It's really fun, funny. It like, well, yeah, definitely it's a skit and we're acting in it. We are pretty for that in real life. Like, it's just hyper accentuated with the jokes and things like that. But I think the first one was like the phone one. We got, for us, we got like a really good platform playing a venue over here called Hoey Moey. And we were like, yeah, let's make sure they know who we are.
Yeah.
So we did that first one as kind of a plug of like, oh, how do you keep plugging a gig without being overbearing?
Yeah.
But we thought if we did the video, we were like, oh, because that's kind of like, it's interesting and it's funny. And it just sort of took off from there. And then we did the winning one.
Yeah.
And that one, that kind of was like, oh, it was people that we didn't know started saying things to us of like, we go to, I don't know, I go somewhere and so I sat down at a table and someone said, do you, you don't want to hang out with me because I'm a loser? And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, I'm a loser. And I was like, and he was like the video, you know,
that's Scotty
no loser. And I was like, oh wow, yeah, right, that's right, I that's a line in the real kind of thing.
Dude, local and celebrity. Then,
so, okay, now you say that, and I'm like, that sounds quite funny saying it, but that last one definitely kicked it into like the, oh, okay, it's become like a thing now. So I went to the bottle shop last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And the bottle shop guy was like, what do you do for a living? And I was like, I'm a teacher. And he was like, yeah, you're in a band, aren't you? And I was like, I am actually. And he's like, what band are you in? And then I said, oh, a band called Boss Stomp. And he was like, oh my God, now I see it. Now I see it. You're the like weird reels guy. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I am. And he was like, man, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I was like, great, no worries. I went from that bottle shop then to, there was like an open mic night at a local venue. And I went up to the bar and the bar manager just like beelined for me.
Serious.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, hey, man. And he was like, hey, man, oh my God, you and your mate are so funny. I just sit in my office watching those reels. Like, he's just like, you've just got the best humor. It's so funny.
Dude.
I just love it. And then he was like, don't worry about paying for the beers, I'll pay for the beers. And I was like, ah, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is some advantages. But it is definitely now, like, you know, that was probably like a, oh, wow, okay, all right, it's definitely the thing. And then when I sort of look at, like, the, you know, how you can look at the data numbers.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, you can now start to see, like, an increase of people tapping in.
That's
kind of a lot. It is really funny. We have a couple of new ones coming out that I think are like even funnier.
That's great.
Where it's like, I myself, Greg wrote the script for one. He sent it to me last night. And yeah, it was last night. I was like, holy shit, that is really, really funny. And that's going to be
so
really
good.
And then we've actually got a couple of musical ones.
Whoa.
Where they're like, yeah. So they're like, it's the same thing. It's still the same. Like, but we've kind of now gone into like the, maybe we should do just like some custom written songs.
For the reels. Yeah.
Trying to do the thing. So it's definitely getting
a
lot of its own. It's getting easier.
Yeah.
So,
that's good then.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's one. Now it's into like a, you've got to do more.
Yeah, exactly. Snowball everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram famous, dude.
No, we're definitely not at that point. But locally, certainly locally, it's And coming back to center, the thing people say is like, the comments are like, you guys are effing crazy. And
that's
are you guys insane? It's like, yeah, we're kind of a little insane.
Yeah. It's a good time though. At least people aren't saying like, these are terrible, stop doing them. Like, at least it's all positive.
It's been really, really positive.
That's good.
It's definitely really like, it's done what we wanted it to do. Like I said, we started with we were offered like this one gig at this good venue.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, let's show how to do it. We're literally now just like booked out to the point where
That's so cool. Yeah.
It's really good, but it's a little concerning. It's a little concerning of we keep saying like we don't want to, like we better start saying no to some shows.
Yeah.
Just getting a bit busy.
Yeah.
And then another comes along and we're like, I should say yes to that because we've been wanting to do that one. So if you check out the dates, not saying you should check out the dates, but when I look at our list of dates, I'm like, oh, that's getting right up there to dad with a full-time job probably can't manage that.
Fun though.
But it'll be, I don't know, like I said, we've sort of talked about.
Yeah.
Let's do a push this year and then just where it's at.
See where it's going. So, yeah.
See where it's going. More funny videos, more art.
Yeah, the art. Are you doing all of that yourself?
Sort of, yes.
Yes.
So we combine the ideas. Like it's a holistic thing. Like the songs and the art and the videos are all very Boss Stomp branded. So some ideas Greg will pitch, some ideas I'll pitch. We sort of like the logo and all of that and the dating and all that sort of thing. But essentially what I've been doing, I do all the color grading.
Yeah.
So we pitch the idea and then we use Firefly and go like, oh, Firefly, we want to see a crab smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer.
Yeah.
I'm going to say probably just as easy to draw it yourself because it takes hours of rolling the dice.
Right.
On that kind of thing. But it's sort of a game. It's like narrowing the style down.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, you're kind of looking for a mistake. We find a mistake, take it into Photoshop, completely gut the mistake, use it as a skeleton, and then take it into Illustrator and sort of do our own thing with it.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of ideas. Firefly does a base illustration. We take the base illustration into creative software and then do our thing with that.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's, I don't know. Now we've got a line of shirts coming out. So
fun.
That's
something to look forward to.
Really good. Same deal. Just surprising. We did a pre-order thing and we got a lot of pre-orders. So
that's good.
It definitely seems to be working.
Yeah.
The real, the art, the music, the
all
live,
of it.
The show.
Yeah.
All of it. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And then up next for Boss Dump. Double EP, lots of shows. Anything else?
No. Just maybe, I don't know. Love to come to New Zealand. Let's see.
Would love to have you.
We're getting there. We've had a pretty big year so far.
Yeah.
And the goal is to get to the point where we're starting to do more festivals and things like that.
That'd be fun.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
We're doing a first kind of audition for one in maybe a month or so. We've done like a few mixed bill ones and things like that, but proper travel Australian festival thing. So that's kind of where we're trying to kick things into.
Yeah.
We are literally only 7 months old. So
true, yeah.
Fun. To be doing that many shows at the moment's good.
Pretty good.
It's good.
Nice.
So 3.5 decades old and 7 months old at the same time.
Crazy. Nuts. Yeah. Yo, anyway, cheers for having a chat on air, dude. It's been great.
No worries.
Pleasure.
Thank you. And lovely to see you, Maddie. Yeah. Did you tell her that you were my ex-student?
No, I don't think I did. But yeah, Scotty was my guitar teacher. Yeah.
I was. I would say life mentor as well.
Life mentor, guitar teacher, best friend, everything above.
Yeah.
Crap.
Right?
Yeah, how long? For like...
It must have been 2015, 2016, and then we were playing together from then until 2022. So every week for maybe six or more years.
Yeah, nuts.
But it was good.
Yeah, there, it was like 3 hours a week too.
We had a really good time. We did.
Yeah.
I don't know Maddie's going to tell you this, but we also had another friend, Annie, and Annie and Maddie. And then we all, I don't know, it just became fun. We played on the back of a truck. We wrote lots of songs about teachers.
We did. Really terrible friends.
Terrible friends, teachers. We like COVID. Remember the COVID era?
I do, yeah.
Songs about COVID.
Yeah.
We also had some of the early, very early teenage Maddie songs about best friends. Those were good ones. Those compositions.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anyone knows this, but Maddie plays... Does play, does sing, does not reveal herself.
Nope.
Something.
It's fun. It's best kept secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good time, well, if you could light up the hotline to encourage Maddie to play more. She could do a live at the Wireless.
I could. Maybe. We shall see. Might be a thing in our future. Might not be.
This could be the serendipitous moment.
The catalyst that starts it all.
That's right.
Yeah. Nice.
And then I could be interviewing you.
You could. Yeah. Spin it all around. Change it all up. It'd be a fun time.
I'd have to start a podcast or something. You would. That seems like too much effort.
Yeah, especially with everything going on. I don't know. Full-time dad. Full-time worker.
Full-time dad, full-time employee.
Musician and podcaster. That feels like a lot to handle.
Yeah, no, there's a bit going on. Art kicking on.
True, yeah. Crazy thing.
That's all good. Back at Blues Fest.
True, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Nice.
It's been good.
Fun.
Been fun.
Yeah.
Good I'm time. Actually running a little stage at Blues Fest now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's really
cool.
Nice.
It's like kind of an open mic stage, except everyone is in.
Yeah.
But it's like different from the festival where you don't have to apply through Blues Fest, you apply through me. Yeah, it's really good. Good vibes. They're apparently giving me a bigger setup next year.
That's exciting.
But we'll see. That's yet to be seen.
Watch this.
So last year was the first. It's called Volleypalooza.
That's a fun name.
It is a fun name.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's like a open mic night for the people who work there.
Yeah. Good vibes. Good vibes.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Anyway, this is Shame, Cutthroat on Radio 1, 91 FM.
You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.